Hello everybody, welcome to the best FIFA podcast in our terms. FatBuddy is here with Jake Fat Trading, of course our trading expert, so late in the game but so many things happening.
Yeah, what's up guys, how are you doing today? Today is Wednesday, so there should be a batch 2 of Summer Heat coming out, or best of coming out either tomorrow or Friday, and it's kind of conflicting because if you looked on the loading screen time, it said that they should be, the second batch will essentially come Thursday, and then on their website it says Friday. I personally think it will be Friday, but EA should have better clarification on that matter. But nonetheless, we're in the middle of Summer Heat, and we've had a ton of fun content so far in the last few weeks, I'd say. What about you, Florian?
Yeah, actually, you know how it is. It was for me, it was like, we got a lot of players, a lot of nice boosted players, cheap players, even free players, but you needed to play like a lot of games.
Yep.
And I kind of got all of them. Honestly, guys, I've missed only a couple of them, but I will tell you when we go through them.
Sure.
So they are very nice to get, but I've played less FIFA in the last period. You know me, I usually play weekend league, the full weekend league, and some division rivals. And for the last weeks, I've played weekend league, but only like to gold 3 or something like that. And rivals, not so much. Only for these objective players. So gotcha. I think it's a nice. I mean, it's summer, so it's not like you're like all into FIFA full day. Yeah.
Yeah, still fun to get some games in here and there and play with. I mean, obviously, you're rocking really good squads now. And, you know, the crazy thing is some of these cards still could lure you in to want to play more to get them. That Bruno Fernandes, like we talked about, the 94, I've heard incredible things about. Not only that, but just like our last podcast, we talked about how tying in real life soccer with FIFA is really important. And Bruno Fernandes has been playing excellent in real life. So I think it's bringing even more hype to that 94 version he has in objectives. And then, of course, the Mendy, which is just everyone wants that card. He's a huge major grind as well. So there are still people that are consistently working towards him too. But overall, like, it's keeping people playing FIFA even through summer, what people would call a dead period. I mean, today is the start of July. And I think that interaction has been awesome on this kind of content and that people are still playing a few times a week at least.
Yeah. I like the fact that, as you said, they tied it up with real life football. So we've got a second summer heat showdown this week for the game we were talking about during the last podcast, Liverpool versus Man City. So we've got their Foden. Okay, he's not so hyped, but Fabinho, it's really cool. So I did them both, actually.
Okay, nice.
Because they are very good cards for the price you pay for them. You pay like 120k and you get like 92, 93 rated cards.
Yep.
They even may win the game and they get boosted. You don't really know who will win this game. It's a very tight game.
Exactly.
So I went for both. I said maybe they will make a draw and they are still great cards if they get only a plus one.
Yeah, and then on top of that, EA has been doing so well tying in different SBCs like we've talked about all year, but they just had Firmino and then they give a Fabinho. So that would be a strong link if you are hoping for the win, or even if you just wanted that 92, because that 92 Fabinho looks really good. I mean, his 95 would be insane, but the 92 looks quite good as a base already. And then I'm looking here at our list too of recent cards, and they did Ibrahimovic, and his card looks awesome. I know he doesn't have the super meta movements that are in FIFA 20. He's more like Chuck-like, as we joke about. But he links with Kessié. And then we got Sarr as the center back, which is amazing. French center backs are crazy in demand this year, guys. You can actually see that a ton on Thursdays with who people are buying. You look at Varane's, Mukiele, etc. But Sarr did super well in completion rates. A lot of people completed that card because they also had Mendy. So EA has done a super excellent job, even with Summer Heat, but all year at linking objectives and SBCs together, because they do want you to complete more and more SBCs. It's good for them. They've been releasing lightning rounds just periodically during Summer Heat. I'm not sure if you guys have noticed, but They've been releasing like batches of 10 to 20,000, and they're all selling out. Literally, in July, all their lightning rounds are selling out, which is crazy. It shows that people want more coins, that they're pretty low on coins from the Prime Icon packs, from the different SBCs that have come out. So EA is doing their job incredibly well this year, I'd say.
Yeah, and as we said during the last podcast, it's like they kind of gave a free hand to the content team, and they kind of released what we want, what we need. And you were saying about the players released, and actually, if I w while you were talking, I was thinking that you can link Sar to Mendy. We had Ndombele, and you can make a triangle there. And Ndombele is from Premier League, and you can link him up easily with Bruno Fernandes, Fabinho, Foden, and Firmino. So it's like you can kind of make a team out of the releases through summer hit. Okay, we had also the Diaby left mid, and that links to Ndombele. He's a French, so you can link him up very easily. Okay, Ibrahimovic and Kessié not so much, but for Serie A, I mean, Serie A kind of never had great players, and now people who are rocking up Serie A teams probably are happy with those. Ibra is like a legend of
Definitely.
Ultimate team, so I
Definitely.
did it. I did him. We also got Kubo from La Liga. So I think if we get a second, probably we'll get a second batch. When we get that, we'll release even more players. So at the end of this period, let's say like a month, we will have quite cheap and nice boosted cards, which is very nice.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And we've had all the different voting options, guys. So a lot of these players are ones that we're picking too. Like we're looking at Firmino that was selected by the community. I think with the most recent vote we had Kimpembe, Keita Balde Diaw, and then who was that third option? I'm blanking.
It was
Thiago
Thiago
Mendes.
Mendes.
Yeah, so that one's actually going to be the tightest I've seen. I think we all knew Firmino was going to win. I guess Kent, we thought Kent was going to win, but he didn't. But this upcoming vote is really, really tight, and I really don't know who will win it. My guess is based off just like staple nations and stuff. It might be Kimpembe, just because he was also really good in previous FIFAs, and he's that got that those French links. So maybe people want to strong link him with Sar. I know some people have the opposite opinion where they say we just got Sar. I don't want to see another same league, same nation center back. So yeah, I'm excited to see who wins that, and it is fun to see where the community's mindset is and everyone's different opinions. I think that EA should release the poll results from the players to avoid confusion. I mean, I know Ryan Kent was the only situation where we're like, okay, this one I don't really believe, or this one was so unexpected, I'd like to see it. But, I'd just be genuinely curious to see how much Firmino won by, or to see who wins this next vote and what the percentages look like. I don't get why they wouldn't do that. It's probably pretty easy to pull in those numbers if they're tracking who's winning.
So two things here regarding the last player vote. Personally, I voted for Balde. I don't know why. I said Kimpembe, I don't really need another center back. The other guy, Thiago Mendes from Ligue 1. In my team, I have Renato Sanchez, I have Aouar, I have kind I did Fabinho. So I kind of have a lot of CDMs in my squad. So I went for Balde. Also, Balde links to Ben Yedder because he's from Monaco. So I was thinking of that. Second thing is with this poll, and I mean, as you saw, guys, there are two reasons here. One reason is that EA doesn't communicate too much to us.
Basically never.
Probably, I mean, you remember, like for Diaby Summer Showdown, it took them 3 days to upgrade him. They didn't even tell us when they would do that. So there is a lot of lack of communication from EA, and I'm sure they know about it. I don't know why they keep it like a mystery, but whatever. And regarding the poll votes, I'm sure they are not releasing the poll votes because not for this situation, not for this voting, but for voting in other circumstances like team of the year, like team of the season. Probably at some point they were hidden some results, and they prefer to keep it this way, not to have it for all the polls that we will have in in this in future games, in future releases. Because if they do it once, you know, then the community will ask them to release this poll results every time.
No, I agree. And I can see why they wouldn't too, because sometimes the EA even said it's within their rights or their capabilities to modify that, right? They even say sometimes they might not pick who you vote most for, which is funny because sometimes it's about selling their packs and who they want too. So I get your point too, but yeah, I just think sometimes, especially like in this latest vote we had, it'd be really interesting to see the results because we are, as we always learn on social media, a smaller part of the whole widespread community, and it's interesting to see how more casual foot players think, I think.
Yeah, and as you saw, so guys, maybe you saw this piece of news, but in the latest PC update, they've upgraded the filters, and you can now search by a certain car type. So it's not like this technology, this code, didn't exist like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, but it's real that they kept it, I don't know, hidden or or unpublished until now for some reason. So I would imagine there is a reason for not telling about some things or not improving the game in some way other than they can't do it. They probably can do a lot of things that we wish for.
Yep.
They just, let's say, focus on other facts.
Totally. Do you want to talk on that filter thing just for a second in case people don't know what it is?
Yeah,
guys. So basically they added in an update on PC. They're just generally where they roll things out first, where you'll be able to search by a large criteria of card type. So not only is this important for typical cards or like SBCs that we think of, where there's been tons of SBC requirements this year that require 7 rares or 11 gold rare players, and they're kind of hard to find on the market. You could do like a custom filter of like 600 to 800 coins and you could pop them up, but you'll still get non-rares in there, which is really annoying if you're just, if you know what you're looking for. And you're trying to go quickly, that's just frustrating. And sometimes people are building 200 packs for a stream, or you know, 100 packs for a stream, and that takes hours. So this addition is going to be really nice because you can separate gold rares versus gold non-rares, so you won't run into that problem. The filter also showed that you could separate it by informs, by silver informs, by headliners, so by promotional card type, which I think is really helpful. I think there are a couple small implications for trading. I think that if anything, it slightly hurts trading, like day trading. I think that sometimes deals pop up and are harder to discover or see or fall through the crack because when you search, for example, a special Fabinho, just because I have him on my screen, you might see 5 different card variants. So it's harder to track all those prices when you're quickly flustering through them. It's harder for people to list. Sometimes people list things incorrectly. Or sometimes people buy an inform thinking it's a different promotion card they looked at. So I think that it will be a little bit more difficult to find deals just because, in a way, it will be easier for casuals to find them. So the casuals might take your deals. Traders might be able to find deals easier, quicker, because they can just search by one specific filter if they know that price. But overall,
and,
I think...
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, you're good.
And bots will find players easily.
Exactly. And I think it's overall a super good change, and it's literally one that you guys, the community, had asked for. I asked it on Twitter, and this was one of the most preferred changes that you could filter by card type. And I don't think people were necessarily thinking promo cards, but those rare and non-rare filters is vital. So overall, I think it's a good change. I think it will change trading just a little bit, just day trading based off fluctuations. But overall, if you can adapt and learn, it shouldn't be a big problem. I told people in my Discord not to get flustered over it. You can always adapt to that.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's something like, it's something that it wasn't a feature, it was a bug, the fact that we didn't have filters for different cards. They knew it, and for some hidden reason, they kept it this way for several years. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of things that are like this in the game. I remember, and one implication is that it depends on how they will improve also the web app and the companion app with these improvements with filters. Because, you know, a lot of players like to use, like myself, I use a lot of the web app, especially when I'm doing SBCs.
Definitely.
I like to be on the web app and, I don't know, do other things, not to open my console, just to, you know, submit some players in a screen.
Totally.
So, other things is that I wanted to say that if you remember when we had to buy fitness items, and it was squat fitness or player fitness, and that was a real pain.
And they were bundled together.
Yeah, so it was very difficult to find. So for sure, there are still a lot of things that can be improved. And you know how it will happen now until the end of this FIFA 20 cycle, they will improve also a couple other things. And it's not only to improve the game, but it's like, you know, when a new iPhone gets released, you wouldn't buy that new iPhone if it didn't have like some extra new features. Yep. It's exactly also with the game. They want you to feel that if you play in the next game, you'll have other nice benefits, and these benefits usually get released at the end of the previous game.
Agreed. And Florian and I were talking about this a little bit off camera, guys, but one thing that we both kind of agree on and that I think would like to say is that we understand it's July 1st today, and that these changes should have been released earlier or even come out with the game, but the fact is that they didn't. And when we compiled a huge list of things that people want in FIFA 21, this was one of them. So in a way, you're getting proof of it early, right? It's not that FIFA 20 shouldn't have had it the whole year, because we all agree it would, but it has to be introduced at some point. And now it's just showing that they have the capability, that it's being tested and implemented, so they'll have it for FIFA 21, which is awesome because a lot of people wanted to see it. Speaking of this, Florian, I have the page up here, and we had the new 74 rated Paulinho today.
Yeah.
And I think we should talk about this for a second because...
Sure.
Florian and I were discussing that this is a 74 rated card. If you look at him, it doesn't look like a 74 rating. I mean, if you covered your screen and hit his rating, you would guess what? At least like 85, at least.
Yeah.
So... our point is that this is a super boosted silver card that doesn't have a lot of use. I know that there is an objective that pertained to silver cards, but what we would both love to see, and that has been in previous FIFAs, is silver tournaments. And in silver tournaments, you had to play with a full silver squad. And a player like this would honestly be insanely highly valued because people would want to build a fun tournament. They probably have a silver team year round to hop in that tournament here and there just to play for fun, change of pace, maybe a little bit less intense than weekend league and rivals. So right now, to me, this doesn't have a ton of use, but what I hope and what I think that EA might go to for this, and what I really hopeful, is that they add in tournaments to make them useful. I don't know if that will be this year or next year, maybe this year, they only do a weekend league that requires a silver squad. They did that in years past. But I just hope that silvers come back because it would expand the player selection. They could, silver informs would be more in demand. They could have SBCs of really juice silvers, and they'd be really high in demand. So I think that makes sense. What do you think about them adding in this Paulinho?
Yeah, so there are a couple of reasons here. First of all, probably they want to expand the player hype next year, because mm-hmm. you know, when you see a silver or bronze card and he will get an inform, you're like, yeah, but how much they boost him?
Yep.
But if you have a reason to have these silvers, and we remember, like, we had for champions with, I don't know, you needed 3 silver players in your squad minimum, or stuff like this, or for objectives, or mm-hmm. for whatever. It's a nice addition, and as you said, it's not something that probably you'll do this Paulinho only if you're like a Leverkusen fan. But it's not something that will improve your game or our experience in a yep. short term. Mm-hmm. It's definitely something that we are testing now for a long term, and probably for FIFA 21. And imagine if we will get like every week an SBC with a silver player.
That'd be crazy.
And at some point, you know, silver teams, like team of the season, silver team for championship, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. It would be nice. I mean, I am happy when they add things. So when they add things extra to the things that we have. And this is one release today, an SBC 474 special silver with boosted, very boosted, like 90-92 rated card mm-hmm. Stats, which definitely has a reason for, and we will see, and probably we will be, you know how it was, because I remember when we had the FAT champions with minimum 3 silver players,
yep.
some of the people weren't so happy.
Exactly.
But it's like, we talked about this in previous podcast. It's not like you can make everybody happy with a feature.
Yeah,
some people will be happy, some people will still complain for some reasons.
Yeah, and again, like, from an EA standpoint, their goal is to, I wouldn't say make you lose coins. A lot of people use that term, but they want your coins tied up. So they want you to put coins in untradables, and adding in this type of tournament and this type of player would be awesome for them. Also, there are so many different approaches they could do with tournaments, guys, and connecting them with objectives and things like that. Like, for example, what if they had a bronze, silver, and gold tournament, which was staple. They had that. So those were always out there with different rewards. And then they had a varying tournament. I would love to see a tournament that, you know, 1 week requires 11 players for one nationality, because that might cause some team changes. That might make you adjust 3 to 4 players in your squad at least.
Yeah.
Or maybe it requires 6 Brazilians, or maybe it's a full Premier League team, or maybe, you know, if they vary those requirements, that's good for them, and it's good for the market, because the market will flow with those tournaments because so many people want to play them. Maybe if you hook them up with an objective, just saying, like, you don't even have to be aggressive, because tournaments are supposed to be fun, so you don't have to say, you know, win this tournament or score X amount of goals in this tournament. Maybe it's just play 3 games in the tournament, so then you still have to go build that squad they want you to build. It almost forces your hand. And that would that would move the market, and it would tie up your coins, and it'd inflate some players for them. So
imagine the leaks.
Oh my gosh, it'd be crazy.
Who find out the leaks before everybody else with those players' prices?
It'd be insane. Florian is referencing, like, say a tournament came out that required, they knew it was coming out that required 11 Brazilians. Well, you can go buy 100 Militao gold, and he's gonna go up a few K. You know, it's just simple logic. But if you have the leaks, they're really powerful in that type of scenario, because if the masses are going to do it, the leaks are good, and it doesn't matter how many people really invest.
Yeah. So yeah, it will be very nice to see. Of course, the first I remember the first idea people who complained about this was that, hey, it's called Ultimate Team, why can't I build my Ultimate Team, and they put these requirements. But you know how it is. Some people you cannot make happy with anything you do. So but for me personally, I would love to see some different changes, and we will see different teams. I mean, imagine, as you said, if we would Okay, not a French team, because everybody can make a French team right
Sure.
now. But
Yep.
let's say you need to do a Dutch team. So
Sure,
everybody
exactly.
would need to 11 Dutch players. And not a lot of people will have the money to buy Hullit and Cruyff and so on. So they will make also, they would feature also some goals there. So it will be nice to vary a little bit.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, I just fully agree with that. And one thing that I would I heard you reference was just that people have a problem, you know, or people want it to be ultimate team or it's make your ultimate team. And I don't want to get it too deep into this today. I think we could have this closer to FIFA 21, but you know, there's really two parties, and there's two parties, and one thinks that you should be able to play any player on full chemistry at any time. Like, you should be able to play a Mendy as a center back. There should be a position change modifier for outside back, for left backs and right backs to center backs, and right wings to strikers. And yeah, I personally don't know how I feel about that, but there's some people that are strongly for it, and there's some people that are strongly against it, because then it's just almost like higher stats matter way more, and it doesn't really matter what position you are.
Let's maybe have what would we wish for FIFA 21 in a later podcast.
Yep,
I'm
something to think
sure,
about, guys.
we have like a lot of ideas. Everybody has a lot of ideas here, so it's nice to do that. But Jake, I wanted to ask you, I know it's July, but how are we on the trading advices, because I know some people I showed you, some people write to us, to you for sure also, because you have also a big following on Instagram. Go follow Jake on Instagram, guys, if you're not doing that already. A lot of people write us that they did a lot of mistakes during last year or this year, and now they are starting to learn and to do themselves some coins, and they improve their teams. What can they do? Tomorrow is Thursday, and we would expect to have also some Thursday flips working. But what would you advise them to do during this time and during this summer?
Yeah, guys, especially with summer heat and the SBC cards being so prevalent and just so boosted, the best thing that you can do right now is actually just trading. And trading doesn't refer to investing, doesn't refer to holding cards for 3 or 4 days. It's just trading cards based off how they move each day. And the cards that are moving most right now, guys, are actually players that feature an SBC solution. So right now, I'm going to go to the SBCs. I'm going to go to active challenges, and I kind of want to show you what I'm referencing firsthand. I personally, when I'm trying to discover this, guys, I use FootBin directly. So this is my exact pretty much thought process here. So I'm clicking on Fabinho because I know one of his squads, which is the Brazil squad. I believe it's an 84 rated team, and it requires an inform, and people really like this Fabinho. They're going to continue to do him. So the inform that features in these top squads goes up quite a bit in terms of price when they reach the cheapest solution. And that does vary, guys, on what time they do and at what price they do. But if you know they're going to get in and at what price, they fluctuate really well. So in this solution, they have Stindl featured, who's an 85 rated. He's an 85 rated cam, and I believe, and I'm pretty confident that he was just in Team of the Week, and now he's out of packs. So basically, since it's a Wednesday, we got a new Team of the Week, and this guy was in Team of the Week last week, so he's now out of packs. He's featured in the top solution of an SBC that's really prevalent that is going to be completed. So I expect Stindl to rise nicely because he's going to keep being used. He's not going to keep coming on the market now, so he should naturally rise in price. This Mouche, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, Mouche maybe, from Argentina. He's a CONMEBOL card. He fluctuates super duper well too because he's also currently in packs, guys. So this card, and I'm going to show you his graph, he fluctuates all the time, like every single day almost lately, from like 13 to 16K or 13 to 17K. You can see the fluctuation in price on my screen even. So if you learn how to trade when they're at towards the bottom of their price, here you go, guys. This is 13, 14K. and he goes up to 16K multiple times each day. So, yeah, it might not sound like a lot of profit, but it's 1,200 a card. If you get five of them, that's 7K. And if you have a rotation of players, it works incredibly well. So current cards in packs, there are some informs that work really good for it. There are some conmable cards that work incredibly well for it. Some of these also leave packs, guys. And again, like I said, to start the podcast, we're not sure what day it is, whether it's tomorrow night or Friday, but some of these are the cheapest of their rating and they leave packs soon. So it's just important to note that because they should rise out of packs as well. Of course, it depends a little bit on what comes in, but yeah, they can definitely go up some. And there are some informs that are currently in packs that are really cheap that fluctuate nicely too. I'll give you one quick example of one that I know that I've used. It's Inform Peasy. He works really well because he's one of the cheapest 86 rate mids. And he also covers that inform requirement. So PZ, I've literally, like, every single day you can buy him around 14K, 13K, etc., and sell him at 19K on PS4. It's literally like a daily fluctuation. And that's awesome profit. That's 5K profit on a 20K card, which is better than any kind of Thursday flip you could do, better than anything like that. So I'm showing you his graph here. Here he bounced down to 13.5K, 14K here, all the way up to 18, and he moves like this, guys, naturally and daily. And keep in mind, Footbin sometimes doesn't record the max high or the max low on these, so sometimes even bigger ranges. So that's what I would 100% recommend for trading. It's what I'm really pushing, because this method, guys, actually works all year if you understand the concept and how they move and how they fluctuate. But basically what happens, guys, is there's a price where they're too low and they're going to get put in all of the Footbin solutions. And then as people see them in solutions, they rise up and that cycle just repeats itself.
Very good advice here. And as you said, probably these 20, 30K cards are the best ones. They are the best ones even if you have a big budget, because...
Yeah.
What you can buy a 200k card and you'll make like 20k a card profit, maybe 40k. Max. I don't know if it's like top sell on Thursday, but if you make 5k a card, you only need like 10 cards of 20k and you're like at the same profit. So you it's just how many cards you're willing to buy and hold or wait to see when to sell them. So it's very good to sometimes to make bigger profits with cheaper cards, even if you buy more of them.
Exactly. And it's a really good ROI. So this is for any budget, really. And regarding Thursday flips, I actually did mention it last week and I'll mention it again today. They're not going to be super effective because players in rewards are getting such random player picks that there's nothing concise to link with them or to base it off of. And now, especially with the amazing objectives and SBCs we've got, guys, it would take a lot to enhance many users' teams nowadays. You know, like they're getting amazing cards for 100k with Sar and Fabinho, and a lot of people are playing that Ibrahimovic and Kubo, and so to modify people's team is going to take a lot right now. So the Thursday flips are getting a lot tougher. Sure, you can think of links to those objectives and SBCs, so that definitely is the best approach, but it's just pretty low key right now because of how spread it is and how diverse the player picks are.
I was checking something now while we were talking, because guys, if you know, we got back the team of the weeks, and this week team of the weeks, we didn't mention it, but it features Ramos in form and Mane's in form, and I was checking some prices. And guys, if you're here, if you're not like an experienced trader or an experienced player, never, I would say never buy cards, informs, team of the week players on a Wednesday right when they get released. And I will give you an example. So Mane, team of the week card, which is a 92 rated, it's currently now at 700-800k.
Yep.
And his team of the year one, so the 97 rated actually, it's at 900k.
Oh, so
it's
seriously?
Like, yeah, so it's like, why would you do that? I'm not sure why people would be buying this kind of, because for sure there are some players buying the inform. I don't know, maybe they don't know the other one is so cheap, or I don't know why. There is like a very small percentage, but very, very small percentage of players who just like to have a first owner card, let's say.
Oh, definitely.
A card that doesn't have games played for other players.
Yep.
But that's very rare. I wouldn't do that if only if I would have like a very big, big budget.
Yeah, and even so, you shouldn't be buying on that first day of release, right? Like, you're paying dramatically overpriced for first owner and then first day too. So I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah, and tomorrow, guys, is Thursday rewards. A lot of people opening their rivals and their champs rewards, and you get packs also there, and you get also marquee matchups in the evening. So it's like, yeah, this is a no-go. There are some rare cases when, let's say, there are some very hyped or in-demand cards that get released on Wednesdays. Like, I remember probably Orsic inform, he was very hyped, and Adama Traore's inform, he was also very hyped. And probably it was cheaper to buy them on a Wednesday than on a Thursday, because everybody got coins and boosted their price.
Yep.
But that's very rare. That's 1 in 1,000 players. So it's not something you want to do.
Agreed. And it's more prevalent early in the year too, when those informs are the best cards out there, or some of the best out there. Now we have so many promos. It would take so much for a card to be that hype nowadays.
Yeah, it's only if it's like a very good card in real life that people expect, and it doesn't have a special card yet.
Exactly.
And or a new position. For example, let's say this Mane would have been a striker.
Yep.
Let's
exactly.
Say that may have been the case, but actually he has a striker card, so no, not really.
It would take more than that, even.
Yeah, more than that.
I get what you're saying, though.
I'm not sure if you wanna say anything else or add any other topic to the conversation, Jake.
No, I think we'll save it for next week. I think that, guys, if you're trading right now, just one thing I want to say on the trading end of things is, like, now is a great time to learn trading. It's a good time to practice different forms of trading. It's a good idea to It's a good time to test your ideas, because I know so many people have told me, like, Jake, I plan to join your Discord in FIFA 21, or I want to start next year. And everyone wants kind of that start fresh. But the thing is, like, if you're learning all of this firsthand and you don't even understand trading basics or terminology even, or things like that, it can be extremely overwhelming to try to learn that while playing a new FIFA, because that's exciting times. You're also trying to get in games, do objectives, just get in whatever you can. So then to try to learn a whole different system, it's almost like a class, right? Like a class in school. So guys, like I said, if you're getting into trading, if you're here for the trading component or aspect of things, just try some stuff out in these next few months and get comfortable with a few different things.
And also, guys, something to add here, because I've seen a lot of people, even myself, I would go on Twitter and show you, like, hey guys, look, I made 2 million coins profit this week and stuff like this. Guys, when I would have said September, but this next game comes in October. When October comes, it will not be so easy to make 200k in a week. At the beginning, it's very difficult. So don't expect either yourself during the game, either us during this podcast, or Jake in the Discord, or on his Instagram to give you such good advices of the level of return of investment that we have right now.
Yeah,
because right now you can buy, I don't know, 185 rated golds, and a popular SBC comes out tomorrow, and you double your coins, you know. But this doesn't happen in October, and we usually don't get such good content that everybody jumps around, and not a lot of people have coins. So it's really a grind at the beginning.
Yep.
So That's why also it's good to learn it now, because now you can learn what works, what doesn't really work, and it's even more difficult in October to do it, and you don't really have time to practice it because you have less coins, and you when you have a small amount of coins, if you lose them, you're kind of disappointed. You wanna put some money in the game. It's yep. like you're on another stage of FIFA.
Yep. And along the same lines, guys, with the changes that they're making that are really positive changes, whether there's been the summer heat content or the objectives or the changes with the filters and things like that, they've added in a few new server locations also recently in the past few months. But
yeah,
we know it's late in the year. We know that they're probably going to be making a push to sell FIFA 21. But let's face it, I think for me personally, I'm going to buy FIFA 21 either way. And it's not because I love EA Sports.
For sure.
It's because I love football or soccer. Please don't turn off the podcast right now. It's because I love it, and PES is a terrible game. It's super duper bad. It's never going to compete with FIFA at this rate. So FIFA is the best we have right now. So keep wishing the best for it. And if they're making these positive changes, I mean, just stay positive about it, because you wanted to see these changes done, and sure, it's a weird time, and sure, it's late in the year, but they'll be in for FIFA 21 at the brand new game, so stay positive.
Yeah, guys, and don't forget, we will be here with you guys. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I remember, actually, probably you played FIFA way before, Ultimate Team actually, way
I
before
did.
Me. But mm-hmm. I remember when I started Ultimate Team, man, I didn't even know this is a good example. I was searching for Hazard on the transfer market, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know I can put a lowest price to search for his lowest price.
Mm-hmm.
I was just searching for Hazard and bought the first one.
Yep.
Imagine that. So that was my first experience. Okay, I didn't have coins for Hazard in the first days, but when I've got the coins, I was just so. Or when I needed players for the SBCs, I didn't even know Footbin existed.
Exactly.
So I was just okay. I need the Spanish gold. I was searching for a Spanish gold, and I bought the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So. You guys now, I mean, in 2020, you have a lot of traders on Twitter. You see a lot of pages on Instagram with a lot of advices. There are a lot of people who give advices
yep.
in Discord or Patreons. So there is a different level of resources that you can use. I remember
exactly.
At the beginning, I was watching Nick run the food market on his streams, and I was trying to learn a couple of things,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't like something documented how it really is today. So I think, imagine you'll have a better experience than us together. We had a lot of learnings from this year's game, and for sure we will have even better insights for next year also.
Agreed.
Okay, guys, so thanks for watching. You can listen also if you're not already on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. As always, we'll see you next week also. Next week it's episode 30, so that's
a big one. Mm-hmm.
That's a new step for us. And yeah, thanks for watching, guys.
Thanks for watching, guys. Have a good one.